Ma questo documento,
so there is this document,
che io
which I'm about to read to you.
Dovete,
which not only must you disseminate, but take note of it.
Ma
The media, television, and politics are never going to release what I am about to read to you. Okay? And he says, Italians, pay attention.
Italiani, attenzione.
Okay? And then he says, COVID-19 means the certificate of identification of vaccination with artificial intelligence.
Della vaccinazione con intelligenza artificiale.
Okay. He says, and 19, it is the year in which it is created. COVID-19 is not the name of the virus. Pay attention. It is rather the name of the international plan for the control and reduction of populations, which has been developed over the last decades and launched in 2020.
Ciò che reattiva il virus,
what reactivates the virus is the immune ground in which it finds itself weakened by former vaccinations. Okay.
Quello che intendono,
then he says weakened by, so what they intend to inject in us is going to be the most terrible vaccine of all.
È una vera discesa,
it is literally a descent into hell.
Con l'obiettivo di un massiccio,
with the aim of a massive depopulation of over 80% of the population.
Non fare
test. Do not take the test. The tests are not reliable.
Non sono affidabili. L'ho sempre detto e lo ribadisco.
Okay. I have always said it and will repeat myself, just like many test producers also affirm.
Nessuno dei test,
none of the tests are able to accurately detect the SARS-CoV-2 virus. They only detect an infinity of small, harmless viruses and cell debris. Which are naturally already part of the microbiota. The people tested will increasingly appear positive in tests, about 90%.
E questo l'obiettivo, e
this is their goal, and this is why they started the testing process with children. They want to do mandatory in school. On May the 11th, no newspaper nor television or Italian broadcast.
Nessuna televisione, sia italiana che quelli di Berlusconi.
Okay.
Hanno detto,
announced that in France, mass testing was being imposed in all schools. Nobody talked about this in the media, he's saying. There were about 700,000 tests every single week.
Nessuno, purtroppo,
however, nobody, unfortunately, broke this news.
Quindi,
so once your child gets screened,
che tuo figlio è stato sottoposto, okay, a screening, si forzerà,
the whole family and all immediate contacts will be forced to be screened
immediati
as well.
A essere sottoposti a screening. Attenzione, italiani.
Pay attention, Italians. Listen,
non
he says. Do not listen to the charlatans, the ignorant who reject the truth.
La verità. Vi ricordo,
I remind you that we are not sick. We are, on the contrary, just healthy carriers of this virus. Having the virus does not necessarily mean you are sick. You are healthy and fine. But everyone will still appear, pay attention, positive in the tests. In fact, they may make you repeat the test 2 to 3 times. All public facility employees, yep, especially in the healthcare sector, take the test every month. They all need to obtain is this. All they need to obtain is this. Make everybody believe they are sick. Being positive means being labeled as harmful. He's so right. Pay attention, Italians. Listen to me, he says. Refusing the detection of the virus is only key to avoid being vaccinated. Once vaccinated, we will all be severely sick and weakened. And we will certainly be led towards our death.
Wow.
But the only one solution to save our humanity, above all, to save us Italians, is to make people truly understand they should not be tested.
Non mettetevi alla prova.
Do not get yourself tested. Do not give them what they lack. Do not fall into their trap.
Non cadete nella loro trappola. Io vi sto dicendo
I'm telling
questo.
You this because at least you won't be able to say that you haven't been warned.
Non potete dire che non siete stati avvertiti.
Wow. COVID-19 means program of mass extermination.
Sterminio di massa. Non fare test.
Don't get yourself tested. It's the only way to save yourself.
In televisione,
on television, I can't say that word, but don't and won't ever tell the truth. These also politicians behave completely dishonestly.
Eppure,
nevertheless, the health deputy minister is a doctor, is himself a doctor.
Collega, deve solo e soltanto
colleague, and you must only and be deeply, most non-vaccinated people will cease to exist for society.
Cesseranno di esistere per la società.
Wow.
You
will also be not able to travel. You will not be able to go to the cinema, and in the future, you won't be able to leave your own house without the vaccination. This is already happening in some Chinese cities.
In alcune città della Cina.
And in Spain, one of the main test driver countries, along with Argentina and all Latin countries. He's right about that, Brazil and Spain. Everything has already been set up and activated in companies and media for mass vaccination. He's right. Everything has been set up. And then he says, I would prefer death, absolutely not vaccination.
Ma non la vaccinazione.
He also said that the vaccinations, he agreed with Dr. Judy Mikovits, who we had on the show, that said it will cause cancers and all kinds of health problems, wearing the masks too and going along with this kind of stuff. So he actually agreed with her science too. And this is Dr. Roberto Petrella from Italy. And, of course, the whole thing in Italian, but I just had to relay that to you because I just want you to know on such a global scale that people are trying to get the messages out.